Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You go for Deuce's Dime, Saints all-time leading rusher. And Deuce, overall, started out kind of sloppy. Taysom Hill will not want to watch this film. Four turnovers for the starting quarterback.
Not a great game from an execution standpoint for this unit. You got to take care of the football. And, you know, you're disappointed for a lot of different reasons. It was his first opportunity to be able to work with the one offensive line and some of those skill players as far as the number one guys, and just didn't take advantage of it. You ran the football really well, whether it was Mark Ingram, whether it was Jonathan Williams, even, you know, Boston Scott and Terrence West had some nice runs. But I think at the end of the day, when you turn it over, whether it's interceptions or fumbles, you get what you got today, which was a loss.
Deuce, ultimately, you know, they'll be able to clean a lot of those things up. And you look at the offensive line play, though, when they were running the ball, when they were moving the ball, Taysom Hill couldn't get out of his own way. But, man, that offensive line was gashing the Arizona Cardinals, who were sixth in the NFL last year in rushing yards allowed.
Yeah, I mean, that's a positive, almost 200 yards rushing. I won't necessarily take, you know, using last year's numbers, because a lot of the one, as far as players, they only played about a quarter. So some of that, give or take, yes, the Saints would have been able to run the football, I think, for the whole game. So that's a positive. But at the end of the day, you can't hurt yourself. Another place was penalties. You know, by penalties, were just way too many penalties against the Saints. And, you know, that's something that they have to be able to get cleaned up, you know, as they go and get ready and prepare for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You liked what you saw out of the Saints defense, in particular, first two drives, forcing a three and out, getting off the field on third down. Not forcing a three and out, but getting off the field on third down, something they struggled in last week.
Yeah, I definitely like what they were able to do. You were able to create a little pressure at times from that front unit. You know, I thought DeMario Davis really played well at that wheel. He showed up a few times. You know, you're playing against one of the elite running backs. He was able to get a touchdown against you, being David Johnson. But at the end of the day, you were able to slow him down for the most part.
20-15, the Saints lose. They are now 1-1 in the preseason to the Arizona Cardinals, 20-15. More of the Toyota Locker Room Show continues here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Christian Garrick. Back out to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for Saints all-time leading rusher, Deuce McAllister. Saints fall tonight 20-15. And Deuce, I guess the best news, no real significant injuries.
Yeah, the Saints post-game injury report is brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. JT Gray was one of the individuals that did bang up and ended up walking into the locker room. We don't know what he exactly did. Something with his knee. It was on a kickoff play. You did have Devereaux Lawrence get banged up. I think his was more of fatigue, if anything. Kareem Moore got looked at also by the trainers. He was able to come back out and play. Devereaux Lawrence was able to come out and finish as well. You had a couple other guys maybe that got banged up by a trainer, had to come out and look at them. Arthur Millette was one of those guys. But for the most part, no significant injuries for the Saints team. Saints post-game injury report was brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game.
Deuce, when it's ugly like this one, it's hard to give out a game ball or a player of the game, but where would you go if I forced you to give a player of the game?
I was impressed with Jonathan Williams, some of the things that he was able to do. Traquan Smith kept coming as far as him being able to give you something as far as a third and or a fourth receiver. When you look at it from the defensive side of the ball, I thought one player that DeMario Davis was probably the one player. I probably was pleased also with Trey Hendrickson. You know, he got a questionable roughing the passer play there, but I thought, you know, he was able to give you a little bit off the edge as well. Those are just a couple of the guys. Brandon Tate, when you look at it from the special team standpoint, you know, he's in a dogfight with some of the other guys, Tom Lee and Boston Scott, as far as a returner is concerned, but he has done really well on kickoff returns, and, you know, those would probably be the players of the game for me.
Alex Anzalone, working at Mike and also the Will. What'd you think of him, and what do you make of him working at the Mike linebacking spot?
He's done it before. I mean, that's what he was and did at Florida. It's a little different for him, but for him, they want to get him on tape, and it gives him some versatility because when you look at it, okay, now we can slide DeMario Davis out at the wheel. When they do go nickel, then he ends up at the wheel on the open side. Thought he did an okay job of as far as coverage. You know, it's just for him seeing some of the different things, making sure he understands. One time he did do a really good job of coverage, seeing that slant, flat pattern by the receiver tight end. The tight end was still able to catch the ball, but just seeing it right away, he was able to do so. Yeah. Look, we understand and know that it's a long way to go before you get to Tampa Bay. It's time for a few players to start stepping up and making their move as far as solidify this roster, whether you are talking about backup quarterback, whether you're talking about running back position, and even in the wide receiver room, you can hear from Sean Payton there's still a lot of work to be done. This team is not a finished product. You just can't turn that switch on. So I think that, you know, they're going to have a good weeks of work when they go against the San Diego Chargers. You know, tonight there will be a lot of learning moments for a lot of different guys, and understand that, you know, opportunities and moments are not, they don't come around very often, Christian. And so, you know, you're talking about not only playing against the Arizona Cardinals, but another 30 teams will get this tape, and they'll get an opportunity to review it and look at it. So you've got to be doing your job. You've got to understand and know where you're going, lining up in the right place, lining up and doing the right things. And some guys helped themselves tonight, some not so much. And, you know, the only thing that you can do is try to go and get better tomorrow after the corrections are made.
Saints all-time leader rusher, Deuce McAllister, man. Thanks a bunch, and go enjoy the rest of your night, man. Get some rest.
No problem. Who am I on with tomorrow?
You're going to be on with Seth.
Me and Seth. Me and Seth are on tomorrow from 3 to 6, so if you're not doing anything, check us out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.